Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy. I am Miss Marcy. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for stopping by and I hope you come back again. And to all my continued listeners and supporters, thank you so much. You could be listening to any podcast, but you are choosing to listen to this one. So for that, I appreciate you. I can't believe I remember all that. I feel like it's been so long.
Did you pause it?
It's still going. So today, everybody, I know I feel like I've been on a hiatus. You know, I've just been living life. I've been working. I started a new job with a new company. I'm doing property management in addition to the real estate. So yeah, and I've just been super, super, super busy. So I haven't forgot about my listeners. I just haven't had the opportunity to do a podcast. So today I am joined by Miss friend to the show, Miss Aaliyah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? As my voice cracks. No. Hi.
So yes. Thank you so much for being here today. And like I said, it seemed like it's been so long since we did a podcast.
It really has.
But here we are. And, you know, life has been lifing. You know, we've had the good and the bad and, you know, the in-between.
Yeah. It's been moving fast. Well, we're halfway through the year already.
Yes. So we are halfway. Like you said, we're halfway through the fucking year. I hate that. I know this may sound weird because everybody loves the summer. Uh-huh. But I actually don't like the summer. I don't like the summer because I don't like when it's too hot.
Oh, wow.
And also, it's a reminder that we are halfway through the year.
Oh, I love the summer. So I could take summer.
It bothers me.
Yeah, oh no. I don't think about that at all. What bothers me is the winter time, knowing I'm going to have to sit through 4 to 6 months of winter. Now, that gets to me. I'll be trying to enjoy the summer. I don't complain about hot days. I don't complain about when it's muggy. I'm like, because I know, especially in Ohio, where we at, you know, the Northeast and the North Central River, you know, we don't have that much time for summer. So I enjoy every day, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I know for me.
I'll be loving the summertime, and it's a lot to do out here. So
I don't like the heat. Yeah. I'm just not a heat girl. I hate the fucking heat.
Well, then, I don't know.
I like when it's in between and it's comfortable. Because my thing is, when it's hot, like, I don't like being out there in that hot humidity. I don't like being at festivals when it's super freaking hot. I don't like, you know what I'm saying, seeing people I know. You might want to hug or whatever. Perspiry or whatever. You know, I just hate that feeling. Then I hate feeling like I'm about to pass the fuck out. I hate my skin getting darker and having tan.
Yeah, I guess there's a reason why there's 100,000 people whatever in Ohio. They probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Everybody that don't feel that way ends up moving down south, and I'll probably end up being one of those people because I love the summer. I love it hot. The hotter the better. I wish I could have pool days all year round. You know, just I'm ready to trade my coats for, you know, sweaters or whatever.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't mind, like, comfortable weather. Like, you know, all year round or whatever. Maybe, like, you know, 60s or something like that. You know, something like that. But I actually don't mind the four seasons because I love fall.
Yeah.
I love fall.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, you know.
Some people like that. I guess that's, like I said, I guess that's why a lot of people stay in Ohio. So there's probably a lot of people like that. That hate the hot weather. They can't do the, you know, 12 months of hot weather.
Mm-hmm. I've been in California before during the December Christmas month, and it felt so weird not to have snow or cold during Christmas. Like, it was weird.
I want to know what that feels like. I love California's heat. Is so much. It's not humid. It's dry heat. So it's not the same type of heat to me. Actually, I love it. I could definitely live in California, Florida. I can kind of live in Florida, but it does get a little bit more hot humid there. But California, San Diego, what is it? Nevada. What is that? Nevada? Mm-hmm. I think it's that Las Vegas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that all day.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Atlanta, honey, Atlanta gives me ghetto. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, Atlanta has gotten ghetto.
It's oversaturated. Honey, off the chain, and too. It's oversaturated, and Atlanta has become like that's. I think it's just gonna start and go down. It was once a few years ago, the part where everybody was flocking to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was going up. Now it feels like it's going down as far as the people and the relationships there.
Oh, my
it
gosh. Feels,
Atlanta seems toxic to me.
I wouldn't dare.
It seems very toxic.
Honey, I wouldn't dare be in a fucking relationship in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I would only go to Atlanta if I already am married.
Okay.
And me and my husband want to move down there. But I can't go down there as a single woman and try
to
find a man. You
got to keep your husband on lock. Because so many women like... And them women do not care.
And it's a lot of... Girl, it's a lot of... there's a lot of fucking going on down there.
It is.
A lot. Like...
Yeah, too damn. Much for me. I'm a skip Atlanta. I'm a fast forward to from Atlanta. I mean, like, other parts of Georgia might be okay. Like, I don't know exactly. Savannah. Like, other parts. I forgot the other ones that are, like, kind of border. Sure.
Okay.
I forgot the other ones that border... But yeah.
Well, you got Atlanta. You got what's the other area that's like?
Right, I know Savannah, there? Like kind of borders Atlanta. Yeah. Or it's not Savannah's borders, nice. But it's like only. Oh, it is real nice. I've been there before. It's super nice. I actually might go there this summer to Tybee Island. Is really nice out there. Mm-hmm. Tybee Island is like at Georgia's little beach town or mm-hmm. something like that. They got a nice little beach, and it's kind of like a little Fort Lauderdale type thing, but in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
It is nice. I might go there this summer. I was like, they got a lot of beach houses and stuff. I was like, I'm going to rent one of these beach houses.
Yeah.
And parlay.
Girl, yes. So, yeah, I do have fun when I go to Atlanta, though. I do. I just be like,
I have fun, but I don't want to. I just want to live there, and I wouldn't want to be in the dating scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl. So, how was your weekend?
Pretty good. You know, I went to a couple of hot ass festivals.
Yeah, we went to the comedy show.
Oh, yeah, the comedy show. Yeah.
We saw Tony Baker.
He was pretty funny.
He was funny. I was glad you invited me because that was pretty funny.
I like comedians that could use different types of humor. I feel like he uses different types. He's not always like that. White and black type humor, and
yeah,
you know
was
what I mean.
You was tired of that.
Yeah, some of those comedians, it's just like all of the hey white people. Oh God, we got the white people in the audience. You know, just that shit is old. Have some real comedy. You know what I mean. some other topics that you could talk about. There's other things that we all got in common besides just our white and black differences. We got school. We got work feelings. We got like all these different things. Kids, parenting, like choose something else. I feel like comedians are lazy when they go to that white and black issue.
But you know what else too? I noticed this is something my niece said, and I think it's true because she had went to go see Cat Williams and stuff, and she was saying this. I think too, comedians are in a space. Well, nowadays with cancel culture, it's creating a space where people are afraid to really
anything.
Be. You know, because if you notice, sometimes. Some of these comedians don't be as funny as they know they can be. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Right.
Now, that's my first time seeing Tony Baker, so I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? He was pretty funny. He was actually
very
funny.
And he's a clean comedian, really.
He is. I noticed
Did
that.
Did he cuss even? He had a couple cuss words.
He didn't cuss a lot.
Yeah, he didn't really say nothing really, you know, bad or anything like that. But.
Yes. But yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so it's like some of them nowadays, they are afraid to really go there mm-hmm. because of cancel culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I seen Monique's stand-up special. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I don't like Monique. Dude, is it new? Like a recent one?
Yeah, the ones that came out of April.
Is she still funny?
On Netflix.
I feel like Monique is not funny no more. Now, she's talked so much. She's always talking about so much controversy. Yeah. I just feel like she's losing her funny. Everybody loved her for.
The last time I seen her in person, I've seen her like twice, maybe three times in person, and she was super funny. Mm-hmm. But on her Netflix special, I don't know. Again, I think it's that whole cancel culture shit. Mm-hmm. I think people are afraid to really go there. I don't know.
Probably so. I would be. Mm-hmm. I'd be kind of like, it's like you. I mean, I think I saw something about Bernie Mac's like comic. What was that show he used to be on BET? Not Comic Views. You know, the black comedian show everybody used to.
Comics Unleashed? No.
You know, the one that Martin used to host.
Oh, Def Comedy
Jam. Yeah, Def Comedy
Jam. Oh, yes.
So Bernie Mac was on there, and yes. They were showing his set, and it was like Bernie Mac would be canceled for this, and he was talking about, you know, faggots or something. Like, he was talking about faggots. Don't cancel me. He was saying, he was calling people faggots. Okay. And so he was just like, y'all can't come into church being faggots and being all girly. Oh, yes. You know, he was talking about that, something like that. And so, and you know, they was just like, you know, he would be canceled today for that, which he would be. He couldn't do any of that. Make all those movements. And
you think? Do you think he would have been canceled for his stuff on the Kings of Comedy, the Milk and Cookies?
I don't think Milk and Cookies would get him canceled. Well, but the stuff where he was actually. Gay. Yeah,
he's
but like, I mean,
he's a sissy, you know. I don't know. Like,
I don't think that one was canceled. I don't know personally.
That wouldn't be canceled worthy, but I mean,
what are you supposed? I don't know, but I know calling somebody a faggot is gonna get you canceled.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff you can hear now and be like, ooh, stuff from back in the day, like certain songs and shit. And like you said, certain comedians, you'll be like, oh, they will be canceled as fuck now. They'll be canceled as
fuck. Girl, I heard all of us would have been canceled back in the day. If you was born in the 90s, you would have been damn canceled. Because everything we did that wasn't recorded, all the stuff we talked about we all would have been canceled.
And honey, how about like this whole situation with R. Kelly? Girl, yeah. I said it was a lot of niggas in the 90s messing with young ass girls.
90s, the 60s, the 70s. Yes, like
messing with young ass girls.
That's the reason why they had to pass laws for men not to marry 14-year-olds, because it was regular practice that men used to do that back in, you know, the early, you know, 1800s, 1700s, whatever. Mm-hmm. 1900, well, we were in the 1900s, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very common for men to want to marry 14-year-olds. So they had to pass laws for that.
Dang.
And so, I mean, and okay. Like, people back then, you know, we kind of kept things a little bit more covered up back then, even though we knew certain things happened and mm-hmm. families. Now they're like, you know, really addressing everything. Mm-hmm. It's like we all kind of knew that R. Kelly was like a child predator or whatever, but it was kind of just like something that you didn't talk about back then.
Well,
it was kind of just like not really talked about a lot.
Well, no, here's what I think happened with him. So actually it was being talked about. It was like a whisper in the industry. But I think what it was we were distracted by his music. Because, you know, his music.
We loved his music.
His music had our generation a lot.
He did. But I mean, I used to listen to his music and I used to be like, he actually called himself the Pied Piper. I was like, does anybody hear this? He's calling himself the Pied Piper. The person that led the children out of the city. I'm like, nobody hears this.
And remember on his song Vibe, you remember, you got that vibe.
Yeah.
Vibe. Listen, yeah. Like, so on that song, I don't know if a lot of people caught this.
Talking to a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old got the vibe.
Yeah. He said, and little cute Aaliyah's got it. And you know, that's around the time he met Aaliyah. He met Aaliyah like when she was like 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
That was like, that song Vibe
came
out.
But keep in mind, he was also young at that time. So people are thinking.
He was still grown.
He was grown. He had no business talking to
14.
He was 24. Yeah, 23, 24. And there's no reason that 23, 24 grown ass man should be looking at a 14-year-old.
Or mentioning
at all. But at the same time, when we think about R. Kelly, we're thinking about this 40-something-year-old man in our mind. Or 50, whatever he is now. So we were thinking about that image, but he actually was 24 and she was 14, and her parents was consenting to a lot of the stuff that she was doing.
Yeah, that shit was crazy to me.
Now,
my thing is, like, when it comes to her parents, my thing is, okay, she was 14 when they so-called got married or whatever. And then it's like, how, I understand people sneak and do stuff. I get it. But a 14-year-old child is still your child, and that's still under your supervision.
Yeah.
So how did this man have this much access to your daughter?
Because everybody
like
wants
that.
The power and the fame. And the stuff R. Kelly was doing was overlooked because everybody wanted their kids or their family to become rich and famous. And he had the power and the fame to help that be done. So people kind of just turned their head the other way. But you know what? Another thing, though, is like they go so hard on R. Kelly, but yet ain't nobody talking about Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm-hmm. How about Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin who was 14 years old? And you know who he was? He was a white singer that used to sing. He sang this song called Great Balls of Fire or whatever.
Oh, him.
But there's a bunch of other ones.
Didn't Morgan Freeman get with,
I don't know.
You know Morgan Freeman from Lean On Me.
I don't know about anything with him.
Yeah, I heard some.
He was married for a long time, too.
I heard somebody. Some stuff about him and a young girl in the family. It was something crazy.
I never heard of him, but there's a bunch of white guys that I know of that nobody even hardly ever talks about, but they was in relationships with 14-year-olds. What about Elvis? Nobody talk about Elvis. Elvis married a fucking 14 or 15-year-old. Was her Priscilla? Yeah, she was 14. Elvis was like in his 20s. Oh. He was at least, I don't know how old he was, but he was in his 20s. But they love some Elvis. Oh, Elvis is you can be an Elvis impersonator. Don't talk about the king. Don't talk about the king. But you know what? I think it's more to it than the R. Kelly thing. I really feel like that they're, you know, same thing with Bill Cosby, which is my personal opinions. And I know a lot of people probably wouldn't feel that way. But I really feel like there's an agenda to try to discredit anybody that's a black leader in black community. And I don't know if R. Kelly has something. The music community is kind of powerful and kind of wicked. And if you in the behind the scenes, I've heard that he was trying to get certain rights to certain music and stuff. And you know, of course, there was those things that where they were saying Bill Cosby was trying to buy a network, and all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to make these power moves and you're trying to act like you got this power and you're not gonna, you know, go along with what they're saying anymore. And then all of a sudden, all these, you know, negative things start coming out against you, and then you're facing jail time, and there's no possible way that you can do what you were set out to do. Now, I don't have any specific proof or anything that this is actually what was happening, but I wouldn't put it past the agenda of the music industry to do stuff like that, to discredit black people, man. Black men. It's not even the second time this has happened, hundreds of times, hundreds, maybe even thousands of times throughout history where black people are doing something and their cities are burnt to the ground, their businesses are destroyed, just anything will happen to destroy their legacy. You know, but when you can find white counterparts that have done the exact same thing, and nothing has happened to them.
Now, not trying to be funny, and listeners, don't be trying to get offended, but shit. Like Jay-Z, they say he got with Beyonce when she was kind of young.
She was young. I think she was like, what, 16? Something like that. But when how old was he? Because he was, so he was like, he 12 he years. Yeah, he like 12 years or 13 years older than her. So he would have been like, I don't know.
He was in his
20s. But another thing is, like, women love men with power. And they care how old you are. The men with power can get whatever they want. All the women wanted Jay-Z back then. All of them. They're all the women in the industry. And not to be funny out here, he's very hung. Very much hung. So, like,
everybody love a big man with power.
Yeah, I even had a friend that was dating Jay-Z back in the day. When I was in New York City. Not seriously. Of course, she was just like somebody he was messing around. Anyways, 100, one of the 100 women he was messing around with. But still, I knew that was before Beyonce, though. But yeah, I don't know. I just definitely feel like, you know, their men with power can get whatever they want to.
Yeah. Now, with the Bill Cosby situation, that actually came out because, remember, a comedian got on stage and said something about... See, I didn't even know this stuff about... I didn't know this stuff about Bill Cosby until that comedian...
Nobody knew that until he said that. But why was he with power to say that? And I don't want to say what he is, but you know, he's a black guy, but is he really black?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, I think what happened was, like, I know it's some conspiracy theories about it, but I think a lot of stuff that be going on in the industry now, we be knowing now because of social media, because of stuff just coming out. all these, you know, all the stuff we have, all the broadcasting that we have. Because, you know, back in the day, all we had was Vibe magazine. All we had was magazines. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why R. Kelly was able to kind of get away with so long. What he was doing is because we didn't really have much to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, it wasn't until that infamous P video got sent to the police station or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then that went viral. Well, not viral, but because back then, wasn't even in thing back then. I don't even know how was we, but anyway, so with Bill Cosby, I think stuff had been going on, and there had been whispers in the industry for a long time about him and that whole situation with that woman. Because that comedian seemed to have known some things. He had knew some things or whatever. And then when he said, when or he made the joke. Or something could have
been planted to him. Yeah, it's like sometimes
when he made that joke, then that woman, Andrea, came out with her letter.
Yeah, but some of that stuff can be planted. Like, I don't know. Okay, so there was I'm not going to try to base my entire theory on this one conversation, but I heard a conversation that T.K. Kirkland had on Drink Champs or whatever, and he was talking about a situation. Yeah, I like it too. And he was talking about a situation that he was like, you wouldn't believe that this actually happened to me, but he was like, it was like some people in the music industry, I think it might have had to do something with R. Kelly, I don't know, but they was trying to frame somebody else. Watch T.K. Kirkland's interview on Drink Champs, and he was saying like they were trying to frame somebody, and they were trying to get him to lie in order to frame this person. So they basically he was like they were trying. I think he got caught with like some drugs or something himself, but in order for him to get out of it, they basically were coercing him to try to lie against somebody else in the industry that they wanted to put in jail, like get in jail. So they didn't tell him exactly what to say, but they was trying to hint, like, if you do this, and I think he was in jail or something like that. He was in jail at the time, and for him to get out, he was saying, like, they were basically saying, like, if you do this, like, you know, it will work out favorably for you. So he basically didn't do it. He told them he was going to do what they say. He basically just kept asking for whatever it is he wanted, different types of food. He was hooking himself up or whatever. He basically played them, and he still was able to get out of jail, but he didn't have to do what they was trying to set him up to do. So, I mean, that kind of, that's just a an lot example.
That's a lot of little demonic satanic. Just a lot of demonic, a lot of satanic, a lot of just a lot of wickedness in that industry. It is. So, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of
And I think he even talked about how he was, you know, has been propositioned by men and different things like that. But you know, he's always chose to be like an independent comedian or whatever. He manages himself, books his own things, and he really has cut out all the middle people that can kind of influence how you make your money or whatever. But yeah, so I'm sure if stuff like that has happened to him, like it's happened to a lot of people. So all of this, who knows if that guy was in some way, you know, the guy that talked about Bill Cosby. And I don't, you know, I'm just assuming, you know, maybe he didn't have any of this to do, but maybe somebody did whisper something in his ear. You want to move to the next level? You need to say this. You need to say that. Like, how are these old ass women remembering 40 years later in detail about everything? I promise you, we've all had stuff that had happened to us, and 40 years later, it's like the faintest memory. You try to sit back and think, like, I think that happened, it might have happened, and I'm pretty sure it did, but I don't remember exactly how it happened. You know what I mean? That's the kind of memory you have after 30 years.
A lot of them women that too.
Men, I feel like I'm not saying that they're lying, but I feel like there's an agenda behind it. There's an agenda why all of that was pushed out. And it's an agenda, and I just doubt that some of those details are actually crispy clear 30 or 40 years later. And most of the stuff that they're talking about back in the 60s and 70s, everybody was doing ecstasy. Everybody was popping pills. People was putting stuff, doing Quaaludes and stuff. That was normal type of thing. So they tried, like, they're bringing back something from the 60s or 70s and talking about it in the present and judging it in the present. But
back then, that was the thing.
Normal.
Yeah.
That was normal back then.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he should have raped a woman or anything like that, or that, you know, but a lot of those women was consenting because he was a powerful dude. They went to his, They actually put themselves in that situation on purpose. And they knew what was happening.
This was another point that was made too. They ingested it from their own hand. He put it in their hand and they took it and put it in their mouth. Like, he didn't force nothing in their mouth. That was another point that was made during that trial.
Sometimes I think that it was in their drinks and they didn't know it or something like that. They said they just woke up later, they were naked, or he was different things like that. So, but some of the ones that are coming back with the extreme details, I think I just really seriously doubt that. 30 years later, your memory is going to be a little bit cloudy. For these people to be like, I'm 100% correct, man, this is, you're fucking about to be with dementia in like 5 years. In the next 2 to 5 years, you're going to have dementia. And now all of a sudden, you got this razor sharp memory. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, there's a lot of sinister behavior in that industry. And you know what I'm saying? It's just really like, it's kind of like spooky or whatever, you know. But my thing too is, I feel like Bill Cosby don't even look like he don't even like, that was just shocking to find that out. But that go to show you too, I never judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. I don't care how conservative somebody seems. I don't care how much somebody goes to church. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much somebody can quote the Bible like the back of the hand. I'm not impressed with none of that. Mm-hmm. Unless you really know a person, I'm telling you, you don't really know a person. Unless you really know a person, you don't really know a person. Don't get caught up on people's images. Don't get caught up on, I'm telling you, like, for real, like, because that stuff was like, what, Bill Cosby?
And that shocked everybody. Yeah. I mean, it kind of has ruined his legacy.
Yeah.
It was Yes, another thing, I think we talked about this in one of the podcasts before. When it started coming out about Bill Cosby, that's when all this Black Lives Matters movement had started hitting real hard, and a lot of people was protesting. They were trying to find some kind of way to, Black people was protesting about their rights and mistreatment. So what better way to just bring out somebody, castrate your most beloved icon in the Black community, castrate him and say he's a rapist, and stop and shock the community. Like, some of the stuff is really thought out and devilish. Man. You know what I mean? The timing of when that came out and when it happened, I don't feel like it was an accident. You know, Black people were starting to have revolts. And it was, if you remember, it was a lot of people marching in the streets. They was bringing out tanks. They wasn't really sure how to control all the different movements that were happening in all the different cities. And then all of a sudden, this thing about Bill Cosby comes out.
That shit, you know what I mean?
And it kind of like, when you see one of your icons in the community get castrated, same thing they did in slavery, what they would make an example of a Black male that tried to run away. They'll make an example of him in front of all the women, the pregnant women, the children. They would torture and kill him in the most inhumane way possible, split him between two horses, just burn him, just torture him as much as possible to instill fear, to let you know, like, this too can happen to you. Don't get up. Don't start feeling yourself, because this can happen to you. So they would literally make an example. And I feel like that literally played out in today's society.
Yeah, like when they try to get too big for their britches.
And I'm not trying to condone his behavior. I'm just saying that there could be some other reasons why it was brought forth right now. You know what I mean? I don't say that any woman should be raped, of course. But I think there's an agenda behind it. Yeah. It really seems like it was an agenda.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of
people saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just crazy. Like, But yeah. So yeah. I wanted to talk about. So I saw in the news. Well, it's been in the news for the past few days. Jackie O, who was also the partner and mother of DC Young Fly's children. I think they had, what, three kids together? Yeah. Now, I'm old school. So, like, you know, we mentioned Bernie Mac and stuff like that. I'm like, the Bernie Mac era, DC, not my DC, but D.L. Hughley, Steve Harvey, Richard Pryor, you know, Eddie Murphy, Martin. Like, I'm from that era of comedy. So, I know DC Young Fly is, like, one of the new generation comedians or whatever. Mm-hmm. And me and my niece, we went to go see the, we went to the No Cap tour probably, like, this time. It was, like, May of last year, actually. Mm-hmm. So, I'm familiar with who he is and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't know that he had kids. I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I didn't even know who she was. But when the story came out and stuff, so now that she's passed or whatever, and all this stuff is going on, a lot of her videos have been pushed through the algorithm on YouTube and stuff. So I've been kind of like taking a peek at some of them. She seemed like a very, very sweet girl. Yeah. So basically, she went over. Did she go out of the country to have it done?
I don't know if she did. I'm not sure if she went out of the country. I haven't really heard too much about the surgery. Yeah. Or I know she was having a mommy makeover.
Yeah. And she went and had a BBL and all that kind of stuff, which the BBLs are like super, super popular right now. Mm-hmm. She was gorgeous. Like, I just don't even understand, like, why, you know, she felt like she needed to have anything done. Like, she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, but trying to compete with the rest of these, you know, industry type girls. But she already looked like she had some other previous surgery before. So she looked like she had already, you know, had her stomach or butt done. And she probably was going in for, like, a, you know, like a updated. Touch up or something. Yeah, after having three kids. Probably going in for, like, an updated thing. But I mean, this is really sad looking at those videos.
Unfortunately, she passed away. Like, that shit's crazy.
Like, was it worth leaving your children? You left your baby. You had your baby. She has
Well, she didn't expect it not to come
back. I know she didn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and honestly, it's not even often that you're hearing about women dying from getting that stuff.
It happens a lot. You just don't hear about. I mean, Kanye West's mother died.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
it does happen a lot. Probably a lot more than I've seen a lot of different stories about women dying from those surgeries.
I hear about the complications and I hear about the side effects, but I really don't. Dying. That's crazy. My one of my good friends had it done, and she said she would never get that shit done again. She said it felt like she got hit by a fucking bus. Like. My thing is, and my brother was just asking me a few weeks ago, he was like, why are so many women getting these BBLs done? Well, I'm like, well, some of them, they're getting it done for different reasons. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know, you know, we talk about losing weight and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'm definitely trying to lose this weight. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared to get something like that done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the BBLs, where they transfer the stomach to your butt, right?
It's different types, so there's a lot of different ways that you could get a BBL done, I believe. So it could be that you're just getting a tummy tuck, and then you're getting injections. It's really just choosing on how you choose to do it. Mm-hmm,
Well, yeah. So for me, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's unfortunate, and I saw that. What was it? B. Simone, her friend, was trying to, like, have people pay her to watch her go through the mourning process or whatever. Did you hear about that? Now,
I don't remember.
Yeah, like, and what I did saw, too, I saw that B. Simone and another person, whoever they was on the podcast, and they were giving her flowers and stuff while she was here, and I thought that was really good.
For B. Simone?
No, B. Simone and another person on the podcast was giving Jackie O her flowers. It was so sweet. They were just talking about her. And this was,
I think they were her good friends, right?
Yeah, they were. Because they all, you know, was on Wildin' Out together and stuff like that, because she was a Wildin' Out girl. And they were just telling her, like, how dope she was. It was just like, you know, you're a very consistent person, you know. And I think this was, I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was probably not so long before she passed. So I thought that was really, really, really good that she, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was just heartbreaking, man. That was just so heartbreaking to hear that, you know, that happened. So it makes me think about the pressures that we face as women to look a certain way or to have our body a certain way. And I feel like men don't get that same pressure. They don't have to. Mm-hmm. But, and at the end of the day, it makes you wonder, like, okay, so are we regular people? Are we, like, trying to chase, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that stuff is not even, some of that stuff is not realistic. Like, some of these celebrities don't even look the way we think they look. Mm-hmm. A lot of people be filtering their pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we as regular people, are we chasing, like, a fantasy look that's not even reality? Like, everybody is trying to look like people on Instagram, and everybody in Atlanta is starting to look alike. You notice that everybody going to the same, they going to the same fucking doctors, plastic surgeon and stuff. Everybody looking alike.
Yeah.
Like, it's realistic to have cellulite. It's the
I mean, realistic I think, to have. I really feel like the natural girls are going to be the ones that start standing out because you're going to look like you're going to have an actual natural body and not like a fake plastic surgery body.
Right. When I was at the gym, too, the other day, me and this girl was talking about it. We was on the ellipticals and we was talking. And we was talking about this whole Jackie O situation. And we were just saying how it's so unfortunate how you know what I'm saying, the things we go through to try to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, telling her, like, the thing is, guys are not even marrying the Barbie doll, you know what I'm saying? They're not marrying the bad body banging BBL, like, they're not marrying those girls. They're marrying regular natural girls, some of them even overweight, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not marrying that look. So,
yeah, but they're paying their bill. Well, they so called those girls say that. I don't know because I don't have any experience. I think they might be getting their bills paid. I don't know.
Like, they just they being the side chick or whatever, I guess. But yeah, they're not getting wiped up though. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to be funny, but it's like, I don't know. I guess if you're going to do it, and this is the thing, and I'm not trying to cosmetic shame nobody.
Because a man.
I'm not trying to body shame. I'm just saying, if you want to get something done, get it done. If it's going to make you, you know, if you feel like it's going to make you happy. But if you're just trying to get it to look like a bad bitch, and you're just trying to, like, be an Instagram girl, like,
I could be wrong, but I feel like men look at a woman, like, and kind of figure out in their mind if she's in their price range. If she a woman that he can maintain at a certain level, like those BBL, well, not just high maintenance, but like, I don't know, those BBL girls, like, they require, it just seems like they require, you know, just like fancy car. They need the you know, luxury cars. They need blah blah blah. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here.
Are you reaching?
You gave me an edible, so I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I might be just flowing at the tongue right now.
How does it make you feel?
I feel pretty good. Like, the roof of my mouth is sticking together. Is that bad? I don't know. My mouth is a little dry. This is pretty decent, though. You know, I didn't want to go too crazy with it.
Yeah. Because you said your first experience was bad.
Oh, my first experience with an edible was the most horrible thing ever. I mean, I took a whole entire edible chocolate, and I was basically dead to the world for 3 days. I couldn't move. Like, when it started kicking in, and it didn't take a long time for it to kick in. My system is sensitive. It didn't take a long time for it to kick in at all. I started feeling the effects of that about 20 minutes in.
Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how in effect would you say that this was the end right now?
Right now?
Yeah, like,
I feel cool. Like, I...
On a scale from 1 to 10, how's the high feel?
10? I mean, not 10. I would say 3 or 4. 3 or 4.
Okay. So you just kind of like tipsy.
Mellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not mellow, but just a little bit. Yeah, like a little tipsy or whatever. Yeah. And this is cool right here, staying in this zone. Like, where I was at before, fucking sky to the fucking high, it was too much.
Oh, God.
It was too much. I literally felt like I was going to die. I prayed to God I could survive it. And it took 3 days. I had to call off work. Ooh. Nobody could reach me. My sisters was threatening to call the police because I wasn't answering my phone.
So was it making you sleep a lot, or you?
I was sick. I was literally so dizzy that I couldn't move. And then if I did move, I was gonna throw up. But I couldn't even remember if I actually threw up. I might have just been like dry heaving or whatever. I couldn't actually throw up. I was just so dizzy, and just everything. It was just too much. My whole life, I felt like, was about to end. It was too much. It was not fun at all. I was like, there was no part of it that was fun. It was survival. I was trying to fight to live, is how I felt.
And it was chocolate?
Girl, it was a whole chocolate. And I was like, oh, this ain't never, I didn't know nothing. I'm not a skilled weed user or anything. So I didn't know what to expect. I just popped it in my mouth like,
why would you do that?
Nobody told me.
The people you was with didn't say, hey, no. I want to go easy.
They didn't know either how we were experimenting. Yeah. It was just a chocolate. And they didn't know how much to take either. So I was just like, I'll just take the whole thing. There you go. It's just a piece of candy.
Girl. Oh, my God.
It was fucking horrible. Like, literally horrible. So I was like, this is what people were after. I'm like, this isn't fun at all. Not fun at all. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, the first time I had one was we went to New Orleans that year for the Essence Festival. It was like 2018, and I had like a little piece of a brownie and looked at like the little corner.
I had little brownies before too, and they were fine.
And I was like,
prior to that chocolate, I've had little brownies at time to time, and they were cool stuff like that. It was fine. This thing. They need to have some dosing things on there, because not all edibles are made the same.
But not everybody knows to dose it out for themselves. Because everybody's different. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you got to know what you're actually taking and be familiar with it and to know, because, that was just way too strong for me. So I was like, I will never do an edible again. But, here we are 5 years later, and I have accepted your edible.
Girl, I told myself I wasn't going to ever do them again, but if I don't know why, I just end up getting some. Like, okay, let me just... They've been cool.
It's cool so far. I mean, definitely glad that, know now to take a smaller amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be popping up.
And then work your way up. Like, take a small amount and work your way up. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that shit was fucking ridiculous. Often.
Mm-hmm. Only thing, too, is I'll be trying not to really do them on the nights I got to work the next day.
You'd be too sleepy.
Yeah, like, that last one had me sleeping so good. Woo, had me sleeping so good. It was the Indica. I think I'm saying it right.
Okay. Yeah.
But
this BBL stuff is crazy. I mean, I feel so bad for DC Young Fly.
And them kids.
Especially the babies. I mean, they're all young. All of her kids, I believe, are like at least 6 years and under. They're not going to remember her. Like, that's the sad part. Like, they're so young that they're not going to remember who she was.
Well, one will. She got one.
If she's like six, Nova, how old is she? Older?
Nova, I think.
Is she like eight or something?
Yeah, I think
she's
like six or something like that.
Or
she's
eight.
Because they just went
she
to go
have
see
a light memory, but most kids don't remember much before the age of four.
Yeah, they just went to go see the Little Mermaid, and they just did a whole video. It was so sweet.
They're gonna forget who she. Forget. I mean, of course, the family's gonna try to keep her alive, but by the time they're teenagers, they're really not gonna remember much about her. And it's sad, She lost her entire life for trying to fit an image. Try to be in this industry. Of course, she had no idea that, I'm sure she's had many friends. All of her friends have probably had surgery. The same surgery. Maybe even went to the same doctor. But, you don't know how your own particular body is going to react. I don't know if she had a blood clot or what happened. Damn. But
so, did they say she had the surgery and then the next day, was she in, like, recovery or something?
I didn't hear her. I just know that she was in, I don't know if she passed during surgery. I think she had her surgery.
No, it was after the surgery,
Yeah, so, like, a lot of women have, like, they have to watch out for blood clots. They gotta watch out for different things, after the surgery. And I think they gotta take blood thinners, I believe. You have to take blood thinners after the surgery.
Damn.
You got that, you're draining a lot of fluids. I watched this one girl's thing on YouTube.
They had her surgery. They be bleeding.
Yeah, and you gotta have people changing your bandages. Then you gotta get the lymphatic massages, because if you don't do that,
your fat cells or something. It do something. It moves
something.
Get
the water out. Your body, as it starts to heal, starts to retain water in different places. So the lymph, I believe. I'm probably lying. I don't know. But I believe it sounds good that the lymphatic massage distributes the water that your body starts to retain when you're healing from the surgeries. You know what I mean? So you have it's a requirement that you get those lymphatic massages done to keep the fluids moving. So I don't know. People be having, sometimes some of that stuff is too much for your heart. It's just no telling. You really don't know until how your body's going to react to it unless you actually go through the surgery.
Sidebar, just real quick. Speaking of like weed and edibles and stuff, that's one thing I do like about that is you never hear about nobody dying from weed or edibles.
I felt like I was going to die.
But people say that.
I still survived.
Yeah, people say that. People feel like, I think it's the shock of the high. But people say that. They're like, oh my God, I felt like I was going to die. They're like, everybody felt like I was going to die. And did you hear that phone call with that police officer? Him and his wife had took some, and he was like, we're about to die. My wife is on the floor. It was crazy. It was a police officer. I got to let you hear the phone call, girl. But he was like, I'm on the floor. I'm about to die. And the 911 was like, what happened? We just took some edibles. Girl, it was funny as fuck. But,
It's a
natural thing. Anything man-made is like, you know what I'm saying, it's bad for, like, alcohol is bad for you. You can die from that. Alcohol, cigarettes, not that type of shit. But weed is natural, and it's like, you don't ever hear about nobody dying from smoking weed.
Maybe from, like, a regular weed leaf, but edible ain't natural. It's been, like, put into something, you know, it's been...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's been infused. Into something. Yeah, infused or whatever. And then you got all the different strains of weed that they have now that's mixed with different things. So, I don't know. Those aren't natural. But... I mean, thank God I survived. I felt like I was gonna die.
But the chances of you dying from that were slim to none.
Lord, you couldn't tell me that on that day.
Yeah,
I was praying for my life because I was like this, and that was a whole. I literally had to call off work.
I've heard of some people say they've been high for days.
I took it Saturday. I could not work on Monday. And I couldn't do nothing. I took it Friday night. Friday night, I took it. I was supposed to go out of town Saturday. That's why everybody was calling me because they couldn't. I didn't show up.
That was scary.
I couldn't do anything. I wouldn't answer. I couldn't answer my phone. I couldn't talk to anybody. I couldn't move. This was for 3 days. So yeah, I'm sensitive to stuff.
Girl, that
was horrible.
Girl, but yeah, so. You know, hopefully, you know, I don't know if they're going to try to use the situation with Jackie O as a caution tale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it will, you know, have some girls change their minds. Like, especially if you got... You don't think so?
No.
Especially if you got young babies. Maybe
let me tell you why it's not.
Some girls will change their mind about doing
it. No, it's not. Let me tell you why. Because sometimes I think some people think certain things can't happen to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Excuse me. Like I said, honestly and truthfully, I know you said that there are people that be dying from it, but you don't often hear about
it. I don't think that's the largest percentage. Because
you see more people getting it done. Look at all them girls in Atlanta. Look at all them videos.
I think most people recover fine.
Them IG girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they're going to go by. They're going to look at Jackie O's situation like, oh, that's a rare case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, I'm going to get that done. I got to get my body right.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, her death is not going to stop me from getting lipo if I don't want it to get a good lipo. I'm probably just going to say goodbye to my loved ones in case.
Vigorous.
Yeah, that's not invasive. The whole BBL makeover thing is like a whole... That's a lot on your body. You're having surgery in multiple different areas, and I don't know. It's just who knows what her health was before that.
Oh, but they said that doctor's getting sued, I think, because they said he was already like no good. Like he already had a lot of complaints and stuff. And
I wonder why she would go to him. But I mean, I have to think that she went to somebody that. She knew of that has done good work that has worked.
Yeah, I don't know
people.
Why she went to him either because they said he had bad reviews anyway.
They probably I don't know. I would think that she probably was going to somebody that she knew already had went to him or something.
But you know what I think, too? I think that DC Young Fly is going to feel... What is his real name? Anyway.
I don't know.
I think he's going to feel some type of guilt. Because, you know, as people, when we lose our loved ones, you know, certain ways, we always carry some type of guilt. Even if it's not our fault,
right?
We still carry that guilt. So he's probably going to be looking like, damn... I should have told her she was just fine, just the way she was. Like, but he probably called himself trying to be a supportive boyfriend and been like, you know, babe, if that's what you want to go do, you know, go do it. You know what I'm saying? But crazy.
He's like the type of guy that, I mean, he's a comedian, so It's like, you know, comedians deal with a lot of stuff with comedy. So you, mm-hmm. it's going to be kind of hard to judge where he's at mentally mm-hmm. with it and how he's, you know, really, of course he feels, I'm sure he feels horrible. And then man, you got to worry about your three kids. children, you know what I mean? Like, so, and he's like probably the primary breadwinner, I guess, probably. So he still got to go back on the road. So the kids got to be raised by somebody probably in his family or hers.
And them kids, and like, they were close with their mom. Like you could tell. Super close with them. But like I said, I saw the video when they went to go see The Little Mermaid, which was a good movie. I went to go see it too. But, we saw it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you like it? You thought you liked it too?
I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
She did a video. She made it like, you know, she made it like an event, which was so cute and so fun. She made an event with her and the kids, and they met her with B. Simone too.
Okay.
But it's like that's one of the last moments they had with her, and you could just tell, like, I don't know. Why do you think that women feel why do we get all the pressure to have our body look in a certain way?
I think especially for younger women, it's more of like a, you know, competition, wanting to be, you know, the baddest or whatever. Mm. Especially if you're in a high profile thing mm-hmm. like she is in the media, or you know, your man is taking pictures of you all the time. People very critical of every little part of your body, if you're, you know, so like, yeah, I guess the pressure is on for a lot of those girls a lot more than an average girl. But then of course the average girls see it on TV, so then they're just like, well, I mean that's what all the, they start having the perception that that's what all the girls are doing, even though there's only 20 or 30 girls that you're seeing on TV that have had it done. The average girl is looking at that like all the girls are getting this done. No, that was 20 or 30 of girls that are in the media that have had it done, so they're feeling like they need to do their body in order to compete. You know, I think it's more of just
women love to compete with each other.
I think it's more a competition thing, you know, because I feel like if it wasn't, like, there wouldn't be no reason for you to do it. Like, these girls are all just trying to be the baddest. I'm the baddest. And then you got the pressure, so much pressure from social media to look perfect, even on your Instagram or your Facebook, even when you're a regular girl, you know, everybody wants to look perfect because of Instagram.
Before that's what Instagram, I'm saying, like,
and Facebook and Instagram, when before everybody started taking pictures all the time, back at how the girls looked. Girls' hair was messed up. They had the raggedy ponytails on the top of their head. They was out in the streets, no makeup on. But now everybody's a baddie.
Even when they go to the gym, they're trying to look like the baddies. They got all these filters. I noticed when I go to the gym, like, me and my friend was talking about this, how nowadays you gotta have a whole fucking outfit just to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You gotta have your outfit, girl, your shoes and your little yoga pants gotta match, and your shoes and your shirt. Like, you gotta literally look cute, have an outfit on just to go to the gym. You know, people be having their little makeup on or whatever, or that, you just gotta look cute.
Yeah.
Because now we in this picture era where everybody mm-hmm. wants to take pictures, everybody want to look a certain way. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is about competition and stuff, and just wanting to look a certain way on their social media, because people, I think the more attractive
perception.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, what does that say? Perception is...
Is everything.
Is everything. It's some kind of saying about that. Reality is perception, or perception is reality. Yeah. I don't know. But
yeah,
everybody wants to be perceived as being beautiful, popular, sexy,
and the more envy followers of others,
you know what I mean?
You get more followers like that, too.
You do.
Yeah, because people like to follow attractive people.
They do. I followed an attractive man today. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's mm-hmm. way too old for me, but God damn it, I'm following his ass.
Yeah, for real. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, like, but men don't get that same pressure, I don't think. And then, you know, like, even with us women, you see how we, like, I've been going to the gym lately and all that kind of stuff. You've been trying to lose weight, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, we're so hard on ourselves when it comes to our bodies. We're so hard on ourselves when we pick up weight. I ain't gonna lie, I know I've been hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I be walking and I be going into work and I be looking at my side, I be looking like, we got this mirror that when I go in, I be like, ugh, I'm like a whole fat girl. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing.
So, that's okay, shit. I'm laughing too, but I'm laughing my ass all the way to the gym, because I'm like,
yeah,
I'm gonna lose this motherfucking weight. I'm going to lose it, okay?
Okay.
I am going to lose this weight. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, it's a thing where it's like you feel, you know what I don't like too? This is what I wanted to say. I don't like when people, when you telling people that you're trying to lose weight or whatever, when you're trying to lose weight, you know, some people like, I don't know if you ever had this, but I've had people say, girl, don't worry about your weight and this and that. And it's like, what the fuck you mean don't worry about it?
I have like, had people, when I was skinny and stuff, skinny or slimmer or whatever, and people used to, used to say that to me, and I'd be like, and I don't know, I just let it go in one ear out the other, because I'm like, I need to be happy with myself. Well, like, I don't care about how you feel about what that, I look
that's
like.
But that's what I'm saying, like, when you trying to lose weight, people, I'm not going to say everybody loses, but because everybody's trying to lose weight or get their body right. But I'm saying there's some people that be like, they think that you're trying to lose weight because you're worried about what people are saying about you being big or whatever. Or they think you got some. Or it's like they try to act like you're not happy with yourself because you're trying to lose weight. And like, they do that, period. Like, if you wearing wigs or you wearing certain hairstyles, oh, you must don't like your real hair. Like, I love my real hair. I'm just wearing shit. I wear wigs and stuff just for fun and entertainment. You know, I get bored with my hair. So, I'm trying to lose weight because I want to be a better version of myself. Now, I like me the way I am now. I'm comfortable with myself. But what I'm saying is, I like myself. I like when I'm a little smaller. Right. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. And, like, I just sometimes think like,
crazy.
Sometimes I feel like people like to keep you in, like, a box that makes them feel comfortable or whatever. Like, you know, so sometimes it's even good not to even tell people that you're trying to lose weight.
Well, everybody got an opinion of what you should do to lose weight. Oh, this is what'll work. I'm telling you, this is
like
what'll
work. Somebody is, like, sometimes it's kind of like almost like just let your body speak for yourself. Like, when they see the weight loss instead of telling them, because everybody wants to have an opinion about what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Should be annoying. Like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on my potty mouth, so. but I don't know, like, I just look at it like, well, like you said, you got to just do it in silence, you got to move in silence.
Yeah,
you
know, sometimes. But
I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be one of them girls. You ever see what people, they constantly post they in the gym, they posting their abs. Okay, that's nice, I'm not a hater, that's cool. But you can only take so many of the same fucking pictures. But we know you're working out in the gym. You look good. Yeah, get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, every fucking day we got to get a damn selfie of you in the gym?
Yeah.
Come on now.
They love their body, I guess.
Yeah. So, I look, I'm not hating. I'm not hating because some people be like, oh, they just want to do it for motivation.
I feel like, motivation, or they just love the way they look. I mean, I feel like if you put a lot of work in, you probably do love the way you look. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially if you
You can, but you don't have to post a picture every day.
I mean, some people are conceited, so and attention
that's
seeking.
My point.
Some people are, I guess there's different motivations. Some people are conceited and attention seeking. Mm-hmm. So that does exist. They like the attention that they get from posting the pictures, but some people just like the results that they've attained. Some people are proud of themselves or how far they may have come or how they transfer in their bodies. You know what I mean? You know, I guess there's different reasons why they might post it or whatever. But I know when I was small, I used to take a lot of pictures because I was like, I need to remember this. Because I knew I had the potential to expand to 200 pounds. I knew it. When I was 110 pounds, everybody would be like, you're too small. You're so small. Oh, what they call? Hey, Slim, or whatever they used to call me. Hey, Slim.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, if I don't work out every day and barely eat nothing, believe me, I'm going up to 200 pounds, okay? And guess what? Here we are.
Remember you said you saw one of your cousins?
He was like, Aisha? Yes, motherfucker. It's still me.
That'd be so embarrassing.
It's still me. I've been blown up like a puffer fish. It's still me.
And that's the thing about when you gain weight and stuff. And what I don't like is people will fat shame you. And it'd be the work. It'd be the people that, it'd be sometimes your own family. Like, or they make you feel worse. And it's like, or they try to treat you like you just sitting around eating Twinkies all day or some shit.
Yeah.
And the weight loss journey, period, is just hard. It's like,
it is.
You know,
and sometimes it feels impossible.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, like, I talked to a doctor. Well, I guess it's not part of the podcast, but I talked to a doctor, and he was like, Yeah, he was like, it might. I was like, I've tried everything. He was like, yeah, it might not be possible for you to lose
weight. Oh my God.
He was like, it just might not be possible. I'm like, and I think you're correct, sir.
What?
He said that because I was like, I literally have tried everything.
That can't be true.
I mean, I literally have tried everything. Everything. So, I mean, I've literally gone from not eating for 10 days. Just do smoothies. Most people lose like 20 pounds doing something like that. Yeah, I lost 3. And it was fucking miserable. 3 pounds in 10 days. Come on. I'm on it. I'm like, at this point, I just need somebody to love a fat woman. I can't do it. Love me for me, honey. Love me for me. I think it's like music to my ears of a man be like, I like her thick.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
Yeah. But it's like, what I don't like about it though is how people try to make a person feel, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they try to make it seem like you just sitting around eating Twinkies and shit all day. Like you ain't even trying to lose, especially when you're in the process of losing weight. And it's like, we know it's a journey. It's not coming off overnight. And mm-hmm. then people want to act like you, oh, dang. But it's like, another thing is like, you know, people are like, oh, you got to just enjoy the journey. It's a journey. And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't like how, like I said, people try to act like you trying to lose weight because you're not happy with yourself. I mean, it's not really that deep. It's like you just want to fucking lose weight.
And maybe you aren't happy with yourself. You're not cutting that. It's not like you hate yourself. Yeah. You just want to, like you said, be a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, it's really not nobody's business, to be honest. It's your body. If you want to be skinny as a toothpick, then you be skinny as a toothpick. Like, fucking life is too fucking short. And everybody can get used to the new you. Like,
no. Let me tell you what else I don't like. When you're trying to lose weight and people want you to go eat certain things, and you be like, oh, nah, I ain't going to eat that. Oh, girl, you can eat that. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what I can eat. Let me do this the way I want to do this. Like, I'm trying to lose fucking weight.
Yeah.
Damn. And then they'll talk about you. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like.
So, but I just say women, first of all, people just got to love themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm not saying that if you get some type of cosmetic surgery done that you don't love yourself. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that. But it is something to, you know, we really gotta do our research. Mm-hmm. Really have to, you know, just be careful what we, you know, mm-hmm. how we go about doing things. Because at the end of the day, real talk, I ain't gonna lie, everybody is not losing weight naturally. Everybody ain't going to the gym. Everybody don't have that patience. Mm-hmm. So people want to get stuff done. And some people try to shame people like, oh, that stuff ain't gonna last.
Well, I mean, the gym is only one part because they claim that, you know, 90% of your weight loss
diet.
Is off of your diet. So, yeah, the gym probably helps to accelerate your calorie burn or whatever, but you can still lose weight without exercising. It depending on, you know, the kind of change of diet or whatever you're doing. If they claim, you know, if you're eating less or eating healthier, you should see some changes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Should I join Weight Watchers? And I joined the gym.
That should help. That should
help. Oh, shoot. I'm like,
I've done Weight Watchers. Like I said, when I told that doctor, like, I've tried everything. I did Weight Watchers before. That did not work for me. I've done Atkins for a year. I mean, like, it's literally ridiculous.
Oh, the Atkins diet.
I did that for like a year.
I remember the Atkins diet.
Atkins. It didn't work for me, but it worked for other people. I mean, I cut out milk and all of those things. I made sure I followed the actual diet.
So the Atkins, I forgot. Wasn't that the carb? No carbs.
Yeah, no carbs. You can only have like, I think it was like 10 or 15 grams of carbs a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Did you ever try keto?
I tried keto.
How did that work?
I didn't lose any weight, but I mean, I didn't feel bloated or anything. The Atkins diet and the keto diet both kept me from feeling like big and bloated, but I didn't lose weight. and I'll probably, my stomach probably like looked less bloated or whatever, but I didn't actually drop pounds on those. Weight Watchers, I felt full and satisfied, but I didn't drop any weight. And I did that one for about 7 months. I think, I've done so many diets. I've done fast. I've done smoothie diets. Like, I've tried metformin. It was something that some people were using for weight loss, but it wasn't working for me either. It's actually a diabetic drug or a drug. I think some people was having like heart side effects or whatever. I only did that for like a few weeks, but I only did the metformin for like a month, but I was like, I heard people was having like heart issues with it, so I was just like, I don't want it to, you know, if I'm not seeing no effects of it or like no changes, I was like, I don't want to keep going with it. So I only did the metformin for like a month. I mean, I've done regular eating healthy foods and drinking water, avoid alcohol. I tried that. Still, my weight doesn't change. It doesn't go down. That period. Never. It doesn't matter what I do. I mean, the most I might lose is if I'm on a strict fast is like 5 pounds. And that usually comes back once you start eating.
And you've been to the doctor and stuff and everything checked out.
So as far as like my blood work and like all that kind of stuff, yes. Yeah. But I never had like an x-ray of like my stomach or see if there's any blockage. I don't like, that's what I want to do now.
You should get a colonics.
Like something like that. Yeah, I've never had a colonic. I kind of want to just get an x-ray. I want them to look in there and see, like, is there a blockage? Is there something happening that is causing? Because it's mostly in my stomach area. Yeah. So I'm like, is there something that's causing this to build up? You know what I mean? I've done the probiotics. I've done lots, all kinds of probiotics. I've done the vinegar. I've done just so many things. It's just everything. Anything and everything. Because I'm like, something's got to work.
Yeah.
But nothing is worse.
Weight is fucking stubborn, though. It is. And the older you get, the worse it is. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, damn. It's like absolutely horrible. I'm like, I feel like I'm stuck in the body of Professor Clump.
But I swear it seems like men don't care about that, though. I'm telling you, it seems like men do not care. About a thick woman or being, because I be telling dudes like I'm trying to lose weight. They be like, "What you trying to lose? Oh. You're just fine the way you are. You just thick." Like men looking, men who don't know me though, like men who just meet me now, they consider me just thick. But a man who knew me years prior can see the difference. Like, oh yeah, you. But I mean, like I said, men don't have a problem with thickness, so they don't care. I ain't had nobody tell me, "Hey babe, you too big." I ain't had nobody say that.
No, I'm just kidding. Remember I told you when that guy had told me that I was I look like I get a massive amount of weight.
Oh, the guy you knew from back in the day though.
Yeah.
But you knew him though.
Oh yeah. And then I don't know.
So he would know, like, the difference.
You know, I feel like still rude. I actually feel like I meet more guys at a bigger size than I did when I was smaller, and probably because I was more self-conscious when I was smaller. Like, oh my god, I don't want to look too big. When I was really small, now I'm like, okay, I'm bigger, and this just is what it is, and I'm just like, accept me or don't accept me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so I think maybe my outlook has changed. Your mindset is a lot of the things that are attracted to you. So my outlook may have changed. So now that I'm more comfortable with it, more guys are approaching me at a bigger size because I'm comfortable. When I was uncomfortable at a skinny size, more guys was being more nitpicky about me and stuff like that. The littlest, tiniest little bulge in my stomach, littlest, tiniest roll at 125 pounds, I would be like embarrassed about.
Now you look back like,
man. Yeah, I was like so skinny. I was literally so skinny.
That's what happened for me. Like, I look back at a video of myself on a treadmill, like back in 2014. I was like, oh my gosh, I was small. I still got a picture of me from 2017 when I was small.
You'll get back there.
Girl, I hope so. Girl, that shit, like, ooh. Mm-hmm. I never really had weight issues until 2017.
I've actually slowly gained 5 pounds every year since I was in my 20s.
Since I was in my 30s, like late 30s, okay. mid-30s, I started gaining.
Yeah, I would say like about 26. Ever since I was 26, pretty much every year I gained about 5 pounds until now. And it was a couple years that I actually maintained my weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think when I was doing Atkins, when I was doing Atkins and when I was doing Weight Watchers, like I didn't gain any weight, mm-hmm. but I did not lose any weight. And then it was a time where I was like working out super hard. So I would work out like 5 days a week, like it was like an hour and a half, 5 days a week. And then on Saturday, an hour and a half, like 4 days a week. And then on Saturdays, I'd have my major day, which was like 2.5 hours of working out. I did that for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And I did not lose weight. I was doing hard weight training. I was doing kickboxing classes. I was doing...
Oh, kickboxing to get you together.
I had a trainer. It was a group exercise trainer type thing. I had that. But I was doing like all of these different classes on different days. Plus Zumba. I was burning major fucking calories, supposedly. But I was not losing no weight. This shit was crazy. This shit was crazy. I did lose body fat. That's one thing.
Well, maybe that's how your body...
That's the only thing is that people thought I was getting smaller because I looked slimmer because I was losing body fat.
Well, that was a good thing.
I didn't lose no weight, though. The weight didn't go down, but my fat percentage...
Ain't it better for the body fat
to go down? I mean, it felt good to have your body fat go down, but I might weight go down. Ain't that what we want? I might wait to go down.
See, I'll be still trying to learn this shit.
I mean, I still have size, but I didn't have like the lumps and the bumps of fat. You know, when you're fat, when you have actually lumps and bumps of fat. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit more size, but I was still smooth and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't actually have my weight go down, so I can become smaller. Mm-hmm. That was the problem.
Wow. Yeah, it's a trip. It's a whole trip trying to lose weight, man. It's a whole fucking trip. Yeah. It's annoying. I just get tired of the whole thing. I be trying to enjoy it. Like, oh, just enjoy the journey. But then I be like, you know what?
I mean, I can enjoy the journey, but I'm just like... I don't know. For me, it's been Mission Impossible, but I know that it does work for most people. Those things, you follow a healthy diet, you exercise more, eat less, like most people will have results from that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just very, very frustrating that I've done all those things and it hasn't worked. So like the doctor said, you just might not be able to lose weight.
How can I believe?
He was like, it might not be possible for you. I'm like, I agree. It's not. Shit. That's why I've been eating cakes and pies. Doing whatever I want to. And focusing on my mental of being positive. Shit. Being positive about it. Eating my cakes. Because the shit is not working. So I'm like, I'm going to enjoy some cakes. I had a piece of lemon cake before I came here.
It do make me like, fuck it, shit, I ain't never gonna work. I might as well do the fuck I wanna do.
Yeah. And the thing is that I wasn't gaining any more weight eating the cakes and not exercising and focusing on my mental positivity. So,
girl, it is a trip, I'm telling you. And I'm not even laughing at you for real, because I know. I'm telling you, sometimes I'll be wondering, like, is it possible? Shit. I mean, for real, like
but once you find what works for you and you know, then that's all you gotta do. Once you find something that works with you, stick with it.
For me, the key for me is consistency, because I know during the pandemic I had lost like 25 pounds during the pandemic because I was working out every day for 45 minutes, like 5 days a week.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
you feel like you need to work out every day
at least 5 days a week.
Because even what about just eating healthy? Have you just tried eating healthy? That work for you?
That's what I was doing too. So when during the pandemic, you know, it's so crazy. I feel like I just can't for some reason get that same motivation back, that same discipline back. Like, Mm-hmm. Back then, and I think it's because we was on the lockdown.
Yeah.
We weren't really going places. We weren't really, I wasn't even buying sweets. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, you know, eating out for real, like nothing for real. My eat out would be like on a Friday. I would go get me like a little cauliflower crust pizza from Donato's or whatever. That'd be my little, you know. But even that wasn't that bad. But I was working out 45 minutes every day, 5 days a week, honey. You remember? Y'all would call me sometimes. I'm like, hold on, let me call you back. I got to get my workout. You know, I'd just be right here doing my little workout. And it was, I was seeing the fucking results. Mm-hmm. But it's like, going back to what you asked about the eating. So at that time, the only meat I was really eating was fish. And I was eating a lot of like kale and vegetables and stuff like that. That was it. Okay. That was it. Vegetables and fruits and fish.
And that was working.
And turkey burgers too. Because I love me some turkey burger. Huh? I love me a good turkey burger, baby. So that shit was working for me. Yeah. But I feel like I'm trying to do that now. But I don't know. It's like the weight being kind of stubborn. Mm. I don't know. But I told myself I'm going to keep at it. I did 3 miles today at the gym. Mm-hmm. I walked on the treadmill for like 3 miles. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm just going to keep at it. And let it do what it do.
Yeah, I think you'll do it.
Girl.
It'll work out.
Girl, it got to. I can't be fat no more. I just can't. like I said, I told my friend, I said, I would not be the fat girl in the pictures. No.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of doing headshots. I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at with it right now. I'm like, honey, there's nobody, only headshots. I don't even like to go past the shoulder anymore. No, head and shoulder. That's it. That box. Girl. That's it. Because I don't want to see the under the arm. I don't see none of that.
And see, I wear mine's all in my face, the fat. Like, it's just all in my face and my neck. You had a double neck. I be seeing myself in the mirror when I be going into work. I'm like, I look like a real actual fat girl. Just like, I gotta get this. And it's mainly in my stomach. My stomach and my legs for the most part.
I think a lot of women have to, like, the stomach is a problem area for a lot of women, I think.
A lot of people, period. They say the stomach is the last thing to go.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Yeah, when I have worked out and stuff in the fast, I find that my legs, which are small, actually kind of like tone up before the rest of my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start losing in the thinner before the fatter parts.
Well, everybody's body, tone up and weight and lose weight differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's upsetting. But you know, positive thoughts to DC Young Fly and his girlfriend and
all their family.
So I mean, I just hope that, you know, even though he's funny and stuff, that people don't just overlook him just being funny about it, because I'm sure it's very traumatic.
Yeah, they're trying to for say him.
They try to act like he don't care about her or stuff like that. And who knows? Maybe they didn't have the best relationship. I don't know what their relationship was.
It seemed like they had a beautiful relationship.
It looked like they were super in love to me.
Yeah.
But I've heard people say, like, he was disrespectful and he was cheating. I don't know if that's true or not. But at the same time, you know, a lot of times people who are funny will hide their emotions with humor. Mm-hmm. And you don't really know that they're actually, like, very upset. Mm-hmm. And, like, and those are a lot of times, like, just like, what was that white comedian that killed himself, Robin Williams? Mm-hmm. Everybody was, like, so shocked when he died. But he was struggling with, like, depression. He was so funny. Anytime you would see him on any talk show or whatever, he was so funny.
That's crazy.
But, like, he killed himself because he was dealing with depression and stuff. And people never would think that with somebody that's funny, that they're dealing with.
But you know what? Not even necessarily that people wouldn't think that somebody that's funny dealing with that. People don't think people with money and people with fame are dealing with depression. They actually got it worse than us regular people because, you know, they don't know who's... Imagine being famous and you don't know who's around you for what reasons they're around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for us regular smuggler ass people to meet genuine people and know that who's there for us.
Mm-hmm.
So let alone you be somebody that's of a certain status or whatever. You don't know who's really your friend, who really trying to fuck with you because they really want to fuck with you, or just because they want to say they fucked with you, you know, for the experience of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, with him, you know, yeah, I remember when Robin Williams killed himself. Mm-hmm. Bro, that shot everybody. And then all these celebrities start coming out with their stories of depression and stuff like that. So it just go to show you never know what people are really dealing with.
Yeah.
Just, it don't matter. Like, it don't matter how happy they seem on social media.
Sorry, I know that commercial crazy. Commercial I don't crazy. Need to see all these hairy armpits. It's a deodorant commercial one. And all these women got their arms up showing their hairy armpits. Miss me with that. I don't like that. Show me the pretty commercial.
But yeah.
We'll see your hairy armpits.
But yeah, so it's like, you don't really know what people are dealing with. You just don't.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, people can post as much as they want on social media looking like they're happy and stuff. But sometimes people be really be dealing with it. So it's just, I don't know, it's just, you got to have some healthy, that's why I really care about healthy relationships. That's what I always say. Like, you know, I try to have healthy behaviors in my relationships or whatever. I mean, you know, ain't a relationship perfect. But, you know, I try to practice healthy practices.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, so I don't know. But, yeah, I didn't know that. We don't know how DC Young Fly is handling it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's devastated. You know? Man, gosh, them kids. Ooh.
Real loss.
Yeah.
Girl, when are we booking our BBLs? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh gosh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm too scared.
No, I'm definitely not. I don't want a BBL. Like I just don't care about having like the biggest butt.
Yeah,
in the
I don't
room.
Care about a big butt.
Like
I never had a big butt.
Yeah, I just want to I want to be happy looking at my own body personally.
I want to see my stomach
in the mirror. Have you ever been turned on by yourself, just like looking at your own body?
Oh,
like
So I'm like
I want to get back to that point where you just like, I look good. You know what I mean? I want to just look like that.
Bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still be thinking I look good. I ain't gonna lie. But
I mean,
just
feel like I look good, but I want to really feel like, I feel like I look bloated. I'm not comfortable. I mean, I know what my body used to look like, and I'm not comfortable where I'm at right now. So that's just my personal opinion. And whoever don't like me being comfortable with my own body and have opinion about how I feel about my own body can suck a nut. I don't care.
Yeah. Suck a dick. Okay. Make it suck a dick.
It's my body.
Make it suck a dick.
It's my body, okay?
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think it just, you know, everybody got to do what works for them. But like I said, I don't care about having no six-pack stomach or nothing like that. I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight.
Right. I want to lose weight. I want to fit back into like my old clothes. And I just want to feel confident when I look at my own self. Like, that I feel good about that. It's a certain look I like to have.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This is a sidebar. Have you ever, this is like sidebar, like literally a whole different topic or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get off topic, but I just had a thought. Have you ever, remember we was talking earlier or whatever about, you know, friendships and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like after you go through something or certain situations with people, like, you still the same, but you're not the same. Like, you still the same, but you're not the same. Like, you still, I was just thinking, like, I still value, I don't know why that just came to my mind. Like, I just feel like you value your friendships with people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you just kind of, like, don't really have the same energy about the relationships that you once did, like, so remember how we was talking earlier, whatever, before we started recording, and I was saying how, you know, 2019 like was kind of like a rough year for me, you know what I mean, because it was like a lot of losses that year, and I felt like a lot of friends that I had, like, who I had been friends with for like 10 years or better, you know, had all decided to, like, you know, they got mad at me about something for whatever reason, and it was like a genuine, it was like nothing that I maliciously did or anything. It was just each person individually felt like I didn't do certain things the way that they thought I should have, or I didn't move a certain way, blah, blah, blah. So as a result, it was decided, well, I don't want to talk to her anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I think that kind of bothered me because what bothered me was that was their go-to. The go-to was to not talk to me no more.
Yeah.
And I felt like nobody extended grace to me, and instead of just, you know what I'm saying, okay, you know, let's just talk about it, whatever, let's be cool. They chose to say, I don't want to talk to her. And that really, like, kind of bothered me, whatever. But it seemed like after that, like, after I kind of, so I let it be what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like after I kind of, like, just started focusing on other stuff and just doing, you know, doing me, studying for my real estate license and stuff like that. I just really was, like, focused on me. And I wasn't mad at nobody. I just let it be what it was. And eventually, like, a year later, everything came back around full circle. You know, me and those same people, we end up talking and stuff or whatever, you know, because they end up reaching out to me and stuff like that. But I just noticed that it seemed like that moment, that time shaped my outlook on relationships with people. And I felt like it was like a growing lesson for me, where I learned that I in my mind, I felt like it don't matter how long people have known you. It seemed like if people get mad enough at you, they will throw your ass away. Mm-hmm. And so it just seemed like ever since that, like, I'm still cool with people. I'm still cool with the same people, but I'm okay if we're not as close as we once were. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay if we're not as close as we once were. We're still cool, but we may not have the same dynamic as we had before. And I'm actually okay with that. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, like, going forward, it's like I'm kind of like that period now. Like, I have my friends and stuff like that, but I don't really care about being close. And I don't really put emphasis on, oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't take none of my friends for granted either. I don't feel like, oh, this person will never, you know, stop talking to me or nothing like that. But I just kind of proceed different, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just had just a change of, you know, a shift in how you feel about people. Different experiences will shape you different.
Yeah, and I think it's just all from that. Because it was like at that time, you know, I had, you know, it was just like a bad year. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It was just like a really bad year. And then turn around and have all the, just to have those incidences. Like, it was like 5 or 6 different people. And these were all people that I had been knowing for like 10 years or better. And I was just like, wow. So I think that really can't have, like, I don't know. I think certain situations can have an effect on how you proceed going forward. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards.
Yeah.
So, and these were relationships that I used to hold very near and dear to my heart. Like, oh, you know, this is my friend for 20 years, and, or this is my friend for, you know what I'm saying? Like, but after that, it was just like, because I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Nothing's happened. I mean, like I said, different situations will shape you different. And as you get older, you know, you have lower tolerances for certain types of behavior. I think that there is an actual biological thing when you're younger where you have different hormones that make you want to interact a certain way, get along. I think I heard something about that. There's a biological thing with females when you're younger that you have different hormones that make you want to get along with, you know, kind of be more sociable type of thing. And as you get older, you kind of lessen.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I can see somebody being in their 20s caring about having a lot of friends and stuff. But as you get older, I can see how people say they social circle gets smaller. And I can see that. Yeah. And I actually would be really, like, okay with that. Like,
yeah, I think there's I think I heard about actual biological reason for that. Yeah, that there's an actual biological change as you mature, you know, get older.
I can see that. I can really see that. Because I'm like, man, like, I don't have the same energy as I once had. Because I don't know. And then it's like, I'm not going to say I don't trust people. But I don't trust that a person wouldn't get stuff. And it may be shit that you don't even realize you did wrong. Like, it be shit that you don't even realize. Like, oh, damn, I didn't know you took it like that. I didn't know you felt like that. I didn't know I offended you like that. I didn't know, like, damn. And then they'll just, like, you be like, oh, damn, this person don't even fuck with me no more. Oh, okay. You know, so I don't know. But, yeah, it just crossed my mind. I don't know. A certain song just came to my head. That's what it was. A certain song came to my head, and it reminded me of during that time or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just thought about the shit.
Girl, this is a change.
Yeah, it's a shift. Let the shift happen. So, but all right. So we've been on here now for a while now. So we can get ready to go, honey, because it's getting later and later. And yeah. So yeah. So till next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also, don't forget to follow me on social media and also download and share this podcast if you care. Until next time. Peace. All right, guys, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe and follow me on social media. All right, take care.